Yeah, me too. Me too. We could do it together. That sounded really bad.
I know.
Yeah, that sounded horrible. Wow. It's been a whole week, Lisa. Like, you know, shit.
I know.
You know, I mean, earthquakes. We had a couple earthquakes. Yeah.
Ooh. Yep.
Yo. So, wait. Did you see the shit that's growing underneath New England? The blob of like magma or some shit or whatever?
God.
Yo, I'm telling you right now, that is the that was the whole plot point of Ghostbusters 2. I know what to do, you know. Don't touch the pink shit, and you know, if some like Carpathian god tries to come back from the dead,
go to New York, and we have to sing a song to make the whole city come together.
Yeah, exactly.
What are we gonna sing?
The Coca-Cola song.
That I'd like to teach the world to
sing
in perfect harmony.
Yep. So yeah, we're gonna have to teach everybody in New York do that shit.
And it's under Vermont, Western New Hampshire, and Western Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
What the? I got to get out of here.
Well, we're fucked.
It's not from an active volcano, and it's not expect. Now that they've said, oh, it's not going to cause any eruptions, that's tomorrow morning. That's what'll happen. Oh, Vermont's just been turned into a volcano.
Didn't we just talk about that last episode? Like what? Deep Impact or some shit with the tsunami?
Oh, man.
And then to top it off, the aliens are coming in November. They should be here by Thanksgiving, you know.
I wonder if it's because the core of the Earth has stopped rotating.
Maybe, you know.
Maybe we need to hurry up and get somebody in. You think the government has machines that are ready to drill?
I mean, Trump keeps talking about drill, baby, drill. Is that what he's talking about?
He's probably talking about tip drill, but I'm not talking about that.
That's true. Yeah, it's too early. It's too early in the evening for that.
You gotta wait until like what, midnight?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all the way. Drop down and get your eagle on. Drop down and get your eagle on. Yeah.
You gotta love. What was that? That was I almost called it Rhapsody After Dark. That would have been a cool name for it, though.
Uncut,
yeah.
Yeah.
But Rhapsody After Dark, that would have been a good name for that shit, though, you know? That and The Quiet Storm. Yeah.
Oh, I love The Quiet Storm.
Yeah.
The shout outs would be for the girls, their men will be locked up, maybe giving them shout outs.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to DeAndre, who's currently holding it down at McDougal.
D block.
Free DeAndre.
I'm keeping it tight for you, boo.
You know she be lying.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Shit. Yeah, she keeping it tight, all right. Yeah, your man's over there smashing wifey and shit while you doing a bid because of his dumbass. There's no code in the streets, man. There's no honor amongst thieves, but it's all good. You know. So you got Chris on fucking location cooking. Microphone sounds like complete shit. It's all good, though. It's all good. You know, Lisa, he gonna wind up burning up the fucking microphone. He gonna blame us. It's your fault.
Yeah, probably.
But if it gets barbecue sauce on it, he'll fucking eat it. Or mustard if it was like a fish-flavored fucking Mike.
Buffalo sauce.
Yeah. Of course you do. Love hot sauce, you know. Chris's entire body is made up of like hot dog, sow's meat, bologna, and fucking chicken wings. You know. Just a gigantic sausage, Chris. That's all you are. You just need a casing.
So if Chris is a sausage, what are you made of?
I'm completely made of fatback. I'm salty, I'm fat, I'm just flavorful. Because fat's flavor.
I'm made out of deep fried chicken skins, specifically from Popeyes.
From Popeyes, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait till they open up the Popeyes here in town because they're going to have that same energy you said that they have at Jersey Mike's on Kane Street. Yep. They're still going to be brand spanking new because they can't act stank yet, you know.
Where are they putting it?
The Geisler parking lot.
Oh, cool. Has anyone tried those new dippers?
They're not good. I got them the other day.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be more... I actually thought it was going to have be more crispy, and it wasn't as crispy as I would have liked it. So
what we're saying is we're not going to be sponsored by Popeyes because your dippers aren't all that. Sorry.
Chicken from Popeyes.
Oh, a friend of mine went to Raising Cane's, Lisa, and said, yeah. Which one? Is there one on the Silas Dean or the Berlin Turnpike? One of the other? Yeah, one of the other.
Denny's used to be.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. Mid, he was like, bro, this was some mid as fuck ass chicken. I was like, but you got it quick, right? He was like, yeah. I said, so, you know.
Sorry, guys.
What the hell?
People revving their engines in the parking lot.
I thought you were playing with your sex toy, yo. Like, goddamn, Lisa. I'm going to rev that shit up, yo, you know?
Listen, I need to fill it up with diesel. I forgot to bring it to the gas station with me.
I thought you hooked that shit up to, like, the car battery and you were revving the engine to get some extra voltage.
Straight diesel.
Diesel. Yep. But make sure you keep it in the house during the wintertime because, you know, diesel tends to gel up a bit. Doesn't want to start, you know.
It Ask Chris, he knows. A lawnmower starter.
Oh, you got the pull string.
And then I got to pull it. Yeah.
You're going to have arms going to look like Chris's when you finish. Speaking of, Chris, your arm is still black as fucking midnight, yo.
Darkness! Charlie Murphy!
Oh my god, yo.
I'll have it until maybe.
You're so dark, your tattoo just said fuck it and faded, you know what I'm saying? Just blend it all in. It's all good, Chris. We told you it was going to make fun of your alleged tan. Alleged. That's not a tan. Bro, you got burnt.
I can take it.
You sure about that? Yeah, you could take a lot of things, I heard.
Yep.
All right, be quiet.
Oh, no, that's a beer. Is that a, what is that?
It's a Smirnoff. It's one of those fancy lady beers.
Oh.
Seagram's? Yeah.
Chris.
Drink a little whole beer. You know what I'm saying? There's some shits we drank when we was like in high school, yo. Like, you know. Zima's. Oh my god. We just talked about Zima the other day. When they brought those shits back, I still didn't try them when they brought them back. I was like, they weren't good when they came out in the 90s.
I didn't know what was good or what wasn't good. Like when you're at that age drinking illegally. So I thought they were okay.
Hey, it was alcohol when it went down. Yeah. That's all that mattered. Hey, shut your ass up. You ain't started drinking until you was 21 and jumped out the damn Eagle Scouts.
Exactly. So that was like one of my beginner starter drinks.
Oh, my God.
What's your starter drink, Z?
It was Zima's and then Cisco.
Oh.
Cisco was evil.
And Cisco, that tiny-ass bottle is 4 servings.
That tiny-ass bottle will fucking pickle your liver.
Red Berry.
Oh, Chris.
I remember going to... I'm going to drop names because I don't think he listens. I remember going to Kahari's house and he would have Mad Dog.
Ooh. Or Mad Dog was dangerous, too.
He would have... Like, if we were out, like, driving around, he would have Cask and Cream. Is that what
he's called? Oh, yes.
Back. That was a favorite.
Oh, that was it, Chris. We know who favorite that was because it wound up on the side of the window in the back seat of somebody's mom's car.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, god damn, yo. Never forget that night. Crazy night. Yeah, Lisa, don't ever drink that. And then try to like, and then mix it with something else because it comes up, it curdles and it comes up like just cottage cheese. It's disgusting.
I've actually never had it.
Oh, it's kind of like,
next beer fest, I'm bringing it.
The hell you are. Yeah. It's creamier than Bailey's, but it's kind of like Bailey's. Yeah.
Okay.
Watch me.
Speaking of beer fests. If you guys want to meet us,
we in the wild,
Yep, media, no in between in the wilds. We will be at the Southington. What is it? Mount Southington.
Was it a crazy Bruce's Beer Fest or some shit? Yeah. We'll be out in our natural habitat. That's one of them dangerous ones because they got the Bloody Mary contest, and I like Bloody Mary. Some shits are delicious.
I love
you know what? Chris is going to immediately go to the Tito's tent because I swear to God, he just falls in love with the Tito's tent. It's Tito's. I'm gonna go say hi because they got Tito's.
True.
You know, but well, I'll tell you this much.
Summit, then. How about that?
The Beer Summit.
Yep. Not the Beer Fest. Our own Beer Summit.
Well, you know, if you'd have showed up earlier last Saturday, motherfucker, we could have had one, but you know, you had to be out on the water playing with yourself, allegedly.
Yeah, the Southington Beer Festival, I think, is probably more liquor.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Like that's one. Like, if you're gonna get drunk at a beer festival, it's gonna be that one. Because the pours are heavy and there's just a lot of mixing going on.
And Buffalo Wild Wings is right down the street, right, Lisa? Yeah. Yeah. Or, hey, don't try to break up a fight. Or, you know, if motherfuckers get ready to get it in. It's like, yo, only us. Fucking wait, crazy.
Can we get B Dubs afterwards?
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay, so Chris, this means don't make any plans, because okay, we're going to the festival and then getting B-dubs afterwards.
And on top of that, no misogyny either.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the first beer festival we went to.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Oh, shit. Good times. Good times.
Yeah.
Actually, that was the beer festival, Lisa, where I got where you got me put on to Frito pie, because I'd never had one before. Yeah, it was different.
I love a good Frito pie.
It's like, hell, whoever the fuck thought of that shit, man. You know, I'm just, you know.
Well, when we lived in Texas in elementary school, that was like a staple in the cafeteria too. At least once a week, it would be a Frito pie for lunch. So,
would you have it like on like a Tuesday, like Taco Tuesday?
It probably was on a Tuesday. Well, you know, back then, like my parents, well, like they used to plan the meals. Like you knew what you were going to have almost like every day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So Wednesday was our equivalent of Taco Tuesday, but it was Tostada Wednesday.
Oh.
And well, so that was a big okay in our house.
In my house, it was Taco Tuesday for a while when my daughter was younger, you know. Mm-hmm. And then the funny thing is, of course, my daughter always was like, you know, oh, well, you know, she was like, Daddy, what comes after Taco Tuesday? I'm like, what? Wet Fart Wednesday?
That's a good one.
My daughter gets one. Yeah. She had some good jokes when she was younger. Not as much anymore. You know, the one that she actually made me laugh was, what do you call a cow with no legs? And I'm like, what? Ground beef. I was like, okay. You know, my daughter heard G-rated jokes back in the day and shit. You know, of course, my son had to, of course, take the cake, because when he was the same age, he told a joke about his stepfather who had a, let's just say he had, an addiction problem, and he pretty much was like, who's bald-headed, stays out all night and drinks nothing but coffee? And then he said his name, and his grandmother was just like, she applauded him on that. I'm like, I laughed because it was funny, but at the same time, I'm like, yo, he's 8 years old. He shouldn't be cracking jokes like that. Of course, look who his dad is, you know, Mr. Inappropriate. I can't help it.
Chris, what type of wings are you making?
I'm actually making chicken thighs, not wings.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the big wing.
Mixing it up.
Skin on?
Is it what?
Skin on?
Skin on, yep.
So they're not circumcised. Okay, good.
Uncircumcised like wings my and thighs.
Uncircumcised, please.
That's right. I'll take the turtleneck, goddammit. Okay, disgusting work, yo. Yeah, we didn't need to see it, but it's all good.
Quarters.
Oh, I can't do those.
That's called a leg quarter.
Yeah.
You're right.
It's okay.
Wait, you can't do leg quarters?
No, it freaks my aunt used to make them, and I always they always reminded me of, like, you know, like if you're sitting down and your leg is bent, like your knee and your fucking, and you know what I'm saying, like your calf and shit, it really looked like a leg, which I know it is a leg, but it's like I don't need to be eating fucking chicken kneecaps up in this motherfucker though, you know what I'm saying? Like
when Grady was a puppy and I used to call him my fat little chicken leg, because like he was little and his legs looked like the leg quarters, and I'd be like, oh, you got that's my fat little chicken leg. So sometimes with the leg quarters, if they don't cut that, there's at the end of where the thigh is, if they don't cut the one piece off, sometimes there's like weird organs underneath it. I can't be eating weird organs.
Offset with that. Nope. Make too much money to eat that shit. I know, that's elitist as fuck to say, but no.
I mean, I'm not opposed to chicken quarters. It just has to be a good thing.
It's the same thing as a chicken leg and a thigh.
Yeah.
I want them separated.
But I need it to be a good quality leg quarter so that one piece has been cut off and I don't have to worry about the weird heart piece. I don't even know what it is. It's just weird and I don't even want to touch it. It's just bleh.
It's a chicken dick.
It's like it's like kidneys or something. I don't know.
Do you eat that, Chris?
No. Take it out.
Oh, that's where you draw the line?
Right. Chris is like, fuck that shit.
No. What did you season them with?
A little bit of everything. Some salt, pepper, adobo, garlic powder, onion powder.
Nice.
Garlic salt. Wing powder.
Chris knows his seasonings, apparently. Seasonings,
hook it up. It'll be good.
Hopefully it'll be good, because otherwise you done wasted your fucking time and money. It's like nothing worse than that shit. Like, oh, man.
Not really, because I think
this came out like shit.
I got it at a... I don't know if I should say this, but I can say it. Where do poor people get food?
Where? C-Town?
Pantry?
Yeah, at a pantry. You know who invited me? The same person we were talking about.
But Chris, that means you took from somebody less fortunate.
Well, he told me they had steaks and fish, and he asked me to come, so I said, okay, I'm fine. Yeah, I got some steaks, some fish.
They don't ask you to, like, prove that you need it? You just walk in?
No, they asked where I lived. I thought they were going to shut me down when I said Windsor, but... They
said, here's your... I have no words for that.
Goods. I said, okay, thank you.
Wow. And did you pull away in your luxury vehicle?
Right. I felt bad. I pulled
it. No, Lisa, he parked that motherfucker around the corner, yo.
Then I parked across the street, and you know, our brother was like, come on, bring it over here. And I'm like, oh, that's
I'm surprised he didn't call us to borrow one of our working class cars.
Exactly. You know. He could have come down the shit box, you know what I'm saying? So, Chris, did you walk up to the line like Oliver Twist and shit? Be like, more, sir?
Yeah, I had some more. More, you say?
Chris go come in and shit with his index finger over his top lip and shit. You know, weren't you just here? No, I'm somebody different. Motherfucker gonna get home with a week's worth of fucking like chicken and steak and shit. Yeah, Lisa's right, bro. You done like, you know, now you gotta go to bed tonight and you have to think about this. There's probably a family out there that got there too late, and yeah, it was like, oh, we just gave away our last chicken quarter.
It was a big bag of them too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fire.
May. I just found them in my deep freezer today. So maybe I should eat these.
Were they frozen?
Yeah, they're frozen. They've been frozen since.
Oh, then you're good. Yeah. If they were in your refrigerator and you said May, I'd be like, sir, we might not see you for another 2 weeks and shit.
See, I still get iffy about, like, frozen meats.
No, chicken's good. Frozen. Believe me, I know.
I believe you.
Chris gonna get listeria, hypothermia, hypoxia. I don't know. I'm just throwing out all kinds of fucking terms. Shankers.
You do not want shankers.
In your that's chicken, especially.
If you eat that little piece that's the weird piece, that probably gives you shankers.
Yeah. That's where COVID came from, eating weird ass pieces of meat and shit. Fuck eating a bat. How'd you get sick?
What I'm hearing is COVID came from our favorite dive bar.
Probably so.
Our chicken.
It probably so. You know, with the weird, with the soft salami. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you couldn't tell us shit. That happy hour was fucking badass, bro.
Man, oh, when they bring out the chicken wings and they'd be hot. And it was like, this is for free.
They were seasoned, though, really well, though.
They were. I remember one time Waterbury had been at Piggy's. That's where it was. And he came over, and before he came over, he's like, I'm going to get some stuff. Do you want anything? I was like, can I get an order of the wingdings, please? And oh my God, they were so good. So good. Put a little hot sauce on them.
Well, you know Chris carries hot sauce in his man purse.
No, just in the car.
Wash it down with some beer.
Cheap yeah, ass beer.
Like fancy beer, just
whatever's on tap.
Down with a couple of shots.
Yeah, just don't let it be Patron, Lisa.
Cafe. Patron Cafe. Can't be that one.
Yeah. That's that. Yeah, that turns your ass into the fucking Hulk, yo. I thought we were in the fucking MCU and shit. I was like, damn, yo. Lisa smash.
I was like, wait, that one, if I drink too much of that, then I'm like angry. And for no reason either. Like, not, no reason.
Ready
why
to fight,
aren't you talking to me? Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, look over at you, make eye contact. The fuck is you looking at?
Why are you looking at me?
Like,
don't like, ma'am, know who I am?
You have a booger on your face, yeah? Mind your fucking business.
Man. Oh, man.
Yo, Chris will like Chef Boyardee. Yo. Look at this motherfucker, though. Even got to clean the grill now, you know. Got to do it while it's hot. Hopefully those aren't metal bristles, sir, because those can wind up in your intestines.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a brand new question.
It's a brand new one. Oh, okay, yeah, you're safe then.
You should not be using metal. You should get the wooden thing.
I have a plastic one, too.
No, get the wooden paddle, and then like the more you use it, like forms to the grooves of your grill, but it does the same thing, and it won't put the metal shards in your.
Send it to me. Is it on Amazon?
Oh, I'm sure it is.
It's that fucking Ocean State job lot, cuz.
Yeah, probably.
Shit. Yeah. So is that it for the night, Chris? That's all you're cooking?
Nope, about to throw some hot dogs on.
Oh, okay. All right.
The hot dogs.
Party.
Were those food pantry hot dogs?
No, these were store-bought.
What brand?
Brand. Wait a minute. Is it the white and brownish package from Stop and Shop?
Or Bar S?
Or Parkview. What are... What?
Uncured, Parkview. Uncured beef franks.
Market View?
Parkview.
Parkview?
He got from Aldi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, probably Aldi, yeah.
So those the Aldi are branch. Probably ballparks?
You said ballpark or ball parts? Ball yes parts. To both.
No, yes.
That's a trick question, Lisa. I'll take the testicle tube for 300, Alex. You know. Yo, so yeah, my old roomie used to like the hot dogs with the casing on them because he liked them to snap back. Yeah. He loved them shit. Like, you know, and then I found them. They were called snappy grillers or some shit like that. And yeah, they sell them. He was like, they're big in Philadelphia. I'm like I give a fuck.
I just want a hot dog. A good natural casing hot dog because of the snapping factor. When you can find the Nathan's with natural casing, those are really good. But yeah. Groton Weagle.
Oh yeah, Groton Weagle makes some fucking good hot dogs.
Those are so good.
They hook them up. What's your favorite type of hot dog, Chris? Chris is like the cheap kind.
Bars S.
You like Bar S?
What?
Bro, those are straight up cow testicles, pig knuckles, and unborn fetuses in tube form.
Hot
dogs.
I think no. Even street cart hot dogs are a better quality than Bar S.
Amen.
They are.
Yeah. I'd eat a dirty water dog from New York before I ate one of them motherfuckers, though. I trust the water. Yeah. I trust the water out the East River than them fucking Bar S hot dogs. You know what I mean? Like, fuck out of here with that. So.
My old age, I prefer beef hot dogs now.
Oh, now you're starting to slight my mom. That's all. Yo, I'm not eating. Are those beef? And I'm like, yes, ma, they're beef. Okay, because you don't eat that other stuff. And I'm like what? Well, it's got pork and turkey and chicken. And I'm like you don't eat all those things anyway, but whatever. You know, they're all going to the same place in the toilet. So, yeah, hot dogs are great. Good stuff for the kids for the summer. Somebody told me that adults don't eat hot dogs, and I'm like, you're childish. When I grill, I make hot dogs because I'm grilling. It's my snack. I'll have one because I'm making all this other food for everybody else. Yeah, I'm gonna eat a fucking hot dog. And these fucking kids, I eat both, motherfucker. Shit. But put it this way: if I grill and I grill a lot of shit, I've sampled so much shit, I'm not making a plate after I'm finished because I done sampled everything. But I will say my sister we had a cookout at her house a couple years back, and the boys were all like, you gonna eat a hot dog like that? I'm like, I'm a grown ass man. Fucking right, I'm gonna eat a hot dog. You know, they're over here like, they made a whole package of hot dogs, two packages of hot dogs. These kids did not touch these hot dogs. What? All they did was burgers, and then they, can we get chicken? Fuck you, that's for adults.
Is that back when everybody was all concerned about glizzies?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You got to eat it from the side, or you got to like go. I'm not going to hide to go eat food. That sounds like some straight up hoarder type shit.
You eat it like this.
Right? You got to straight body that shit. You got to raw dog that motherfucker, though.
I actually prefer my hot dogs raw dogs.
Oh, I do too. Gotta be mustard.
Just a bun sometimes. Just a bun. Some just plain raw dog it. Huh?
Oh, you mean no condiments?
No, I don't. Like, I don't normally put a lot of stuff on my hot dogs. If I go to the city, mustard. Then I like sauerkraut. I do like sauerkraut on a hot dog.
Mine's just extra yellow mustard and white onion. Like, can't go wrong. Like, classic.
But the best hot dogs? Glens Falls / Queensbury, New York. Dirty John hot dogs. The best hot dogs ever.
What do they smother them in? Chili or their own hot dog sauce?
Their own like meat sauce that is cooked on the flat top, but like in like a dirty little like bean pot. It's so good. What are these people doing? Can you hear this?
No. Are they upstairs?
Yes.
People upstairs. Sounds like a horror movie. Oh my god. Wait, he didn't go in the house again. Good, we could talk shit about Chris. Yeah. Chris's grill probably came from a homeless shelter too. You know. I'm mad at him for fucking taking food from a pantry, yo. Like for real. That's some bad juju right there and shit.
Yep.
You know. Now I know he's not about to put the hot dogs in the same bowl as the chicken. I was gonna say. You know,
hot dogs aren't done yet. I just put them on.
Oh, okay. I just making sure. You know, go put your chicken up. Hey, little bitch. Like, wait, where the fuck this motherfucker apron at, yo? Looking like Alice and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Although I'm not mad at aprons.
No, me neither, but Chris, okay. I would wear an apron. I'm grilling or whatever and shit. I wear an apron, whatever. Chris would wear an apron with like no fucking t-shirt, yo, like dead ass, and we both know that.
I believe that.
You know, I don't want to get my chest dirty. It's chest day, remember?
I don't want to get sauce on these guns.
Right. The only breast meat touching that grill is going to be chicken breasts. Motherfucker. You know, Chris got the spray bottle too. Like, yeah, like he a professional griller and shit, yo.
I was going to ask him, what does he have in it?
I bet you it's just fucking water.
If he's just spraying, what do you have in your spray bottle?
Yeah, what's in the spray bottle, Chris?
Water and lemon juice.
Oh. Okay.
What? Is that your marinade?
Yes, all it needs is water and a little bit of lemon for whatever I'm making. Steaks, chicken.
What? How dare you disrespect a steak by squirting it with water and lemon juice? Yes.
So it doesn't dry out while it's on the grill.
How long are you cooking them fucking things for?
If you cook it properly, it's not going to dry out. Well, it
depends on the type of steak. You don't always need it.
What just kind of steak are you cooking? Tube steak?
No, like a New York strip.
Then you don't need the New York strip to be marbled enough that you shouldn't have to squirt it with water.
Exactly.
Well, I'll show you my next one.
No, the fuck you won't. I'm good too, Lisa. Pause deluxe. No, but yeah, no. If you cook a steak properly, Chris, like, I mean, how do you eat your steak? You don't eat it well done, do you?
Can't hear you.
Medium well.
So it's gonna be mid well. Yeah, like you one of them motherfuckers, so. Yeah, so it's gotta be mid rare or mid or medium. The medium's about as high as I'll go for a steak.
Medium is pushing it.
That's pushing it.
I'll do rare or medium rare.
Because you know it's gonna. You know, most steaks are gonna wind up carrying over, and then if you tell them medium, they wind up carrying over to like mid well. You know what I'm saying? Or well.
That's true.
Like when I would order steak from Texas Roadhouse, like to go, like to pick it up and bring it home, I would just have them cook it rare.
Yeah.
Because then by the time I get home, it'll be at the perfect temperature that I like it at. Is he?
Don't even ask. Yep, it's all good. We talking steaks. Fuck that motherfucker though.
I could go for a good steak. Best steak I had in a while was at Capitol Grill the other day. So you got to try those folks out. It was really good.
Yeah, I love a good steak. Steak is awesome.
Yeah. You
know, shout out to our vegans and vegetarians out there. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all motherfuckers be eating fake meat. You know what I'm saying? If you want to eat meat so bad, eat fucking meat. It tastes delicious.
Well, the way I look at it, thanks for not eating it. That just means there's more for me.
That's true. Yeah. Friend of mine was like, he was like, oh yeah, you know, if God, you know, the way God created us and our intestines and our, I was like, I don't hear that shit. I'm like, if God didn't want us to eat meat, he shouldn't have made animals out of it. You know, it's plain and simple.
You shouldn't have made animals out of meat.
That's what animals are made out of. They're made out of meat. True. Didn't you just cook chicken?
Yeah.
Are you eating the flesh of the chicken?
I sure am.
Then shut the fuck up. That's meat.
I believe he put animals on the earth for us to eat. Like what else would chickens be for? Like, come on.
I mean, on the first day God created the heavens and the earth. The second day he created animals and seasoning. You know, on day seven he grilled. That's why he took the day off.
Yeah, because he had to celebrate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Chris, is that in the Bible? You know, on the seventh day God rested. Did he grill out?
He had a barbecue.
That's what's up, yo. Angels is all excited and shit. Ooh, he gonna cook one of them humans.
They're creating line dances.
Yep.
Getting ready for the party.
That's right, man. So, Chris, while you're cooking, you know, we're going to make more fun of you. We're gonna pause for the cause and stuff.
Do we have jokes besides jokes about me?
Well, nah, that's the bro. You are the joke. We started recording before your ass even got on the fucking mic, homie.
So what you got? What you got?
You came in mid-stroke, per usual. Yeah. No, I have no inappropriate jokes for you this week, Chris.
I don't have a joke just yet. I mean, I could always find one.
Oh, I have a joke. Dallas Cowboys.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Damn, that's a big ass knife, bro. Crocodile Dundee ass looking motherfucker. You see his knife? Lisa, you see the knife he got? Look at the big ass freaking Crocodile Dundee. Oh, you call that a knife?
Knife.
Yeah, oh my God, Joe. Really? That was a good movie, Chris. That was a good movie. You know, Lisa's dad was in it, you know.
In what movie?
Yeah, The Golden Child.
Oh, God.
You remember that movie?
Well, speaking of beef, I do remember it. What do you call a masturbating cow?
What?
Beef stroganoff.
<That's> terrible. So, speaking of Eddie Murphy, DeMont, did you see his new movie on Prime? It just came out today?
No.
Yeah, it's a new one. Him and who's the guy that was dating Kim Kardashian? He was on Saturday Night Live.
Pete Davidson.
Yes, they have a new movie. Him and
oh God, yo, Pete Davidson's fucking hilarious, yo. People either love or hate that man. I love that dude. Oh yeah, Lisa. You know what? That's the other. He's the only other export of Staten Island that I'll claim. I'll claim Wu-Tang and I'll claim Pete Davidson. Outside of that,
my grandmother.
That's right. You know, shout out to Lisa's grandmother. You know, Taco Granny. Yeah.
My grandma Taco.
I have dyslexia. The fuck you expect from me? Yeah. Hey, he back in the house again. That's all right. We're gonna end this episode with Chris. Oh,
his neighbors can hear us talking.
Yeah, can your neighbors hear us?
I'm sure they can.
All right. Hey, suck my dick.
Hey.
No. All right. You know, Chris gonna crack that brew open with his butt cheeks. Right. Exactly. Wow, this beer tastes like shit. You know. Fucking terrible. But yeah, no, I'm glad that we're back on our regular schedule. You know what I'm saying? We're about to flood the market. We're going to have like fucking what? Like two episodes back to back, and these motherfuckers are going to be like, Jesus Christ, it's so much to get through.
Yep, we're going to try a shorter format. So
yeah, you know, okay, bye. Chris, you know, we're gonna do an episode and shit. Get on, you know. Hey, how you doing? All right, bye bye now. All right, you know, we'll call it a teaser episode and shit. So yeah. So wait, we talked about the beer festival in September. Damn, that's coming up quick, yo, because it's fucking August. So that's next month. So that's pretty much gonna round it out for us for beer festivals.
Unless there's something else that comes up.
When was the beer festival that we did at the Excel Center? When was that? Was that in the winter?
That was one of the first of the season. That was the first year we had the spam cans.
Okay.
And so that was the first beer festival for that.
Because I was trying to think, like, you know, because hockey season's going to come back around to slap us in the ass, you know.
Yep.
We're going to have to do a no in between, you know, hockey night, you know, with a free giveaway. You get a fucking hug. You spot us and you just come up and slap Chris's ass and you get a free hug. He likes that kind of shit. Right, Chris? If you don't like it, say you don't like it. See?
Say about my mama.
Exactly. See, he likes it. So yeah, no, I'm looking forward to that beer festival though. It's always fun, you know, for our listeners too. We're always looking for new beers to try too, you know, whether it's microbrewery, macrobrewery, regular brewery, just no homebrewed shit. unless you're at the Worthy in Springfield. Then you could do some homegrown shit. You know what I mean? But don't be just walking up to us on the fucking street. Hey, dude, I just brewed this. Because it could be like cold toilet water with Alka-Seltzer in it, you know? Chris would be like, ooh, it's hoppy.
Have either of you watched the new King of the Hill?
No, my coworker told me about it. I have to watch it.
You have to watch it. There is an episode where he and Bobby compete in like a homebrew contest.
Oh, awesome.
So
I love that cartoon.
Yeah. Me too. It is so good. I hope they keep it up because I mean, I would continue to watch it. I didn't watch it when it first came out. I watched it later.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I just love it.
Yeah. Glad to bring right some good shit back.
Right now, Chris's screen looks like the thing from In Signs when they show the...
Oh my God, yes. I was just going to say that. Matter of fact, I'm going to take a screenshot of that shit. There we go. All right. Good shit. Good shit. Well, fuck them. We done lost them. I don't give a shit. We're going to end the episode without them. Fuck them in the ass. You know. So until the next go round, Lisa, you know, and, you know, as Chris would say, deuces or some bullshit like that because he's fucking stupid.
What you say about my mama?
Right, exactly. The gun show. It's, you know, this episode brought to you by Chris's church. If you ain't giving 10%, don't come.
Exactly.
Well, y'all know where to find us at. All you know, all of our socials by this fucking by this point. If you don't, it's okay. You'll find us anyway, because obviously you found us. You're listening to us now, just not live. You know, this is pre-recorded. And now he's back.
He's in a scary movie right before like the killer walks in behind him.
All I see is headphones, a wife beater, and glasses. Chris looked like, yo, he looked like Diddy on trial.
Smile and open your eyes. Oh, there he is.
Let there be light. And it's still dark. Swear to God, just like a black marker, yo.
Well, wait, perfect. Bullet tip or chisel?
Both.
You did say a black marker, right?
I did say a black marker.
Okay.
Terrible. But yes, you can find us everywhere on the internets, except for AOL. You know, I keep reminding people, I keep getting hit up. Where are you guys at on AOL? I'm like, we're not on AOL. We're only on CompuServe.
We're in the third room, and or we're in one of the Ebony rooms.
Yes.
Oh, I used to love those rooms.
Yes. No, you can find us on CompuServe. You know, and
ICQ,
which
Raptor
is
Cafe.
Yeah, and but not Black Planet because you know
Mahente.
Chris is super dark. He's like super Black Planet. Chris's handle is blackplanet.com/black.
Yeah, college club.
Fucking awful. All right, Chris, say bye to everybody.
Later.
See, I told you he was gonna say some bullshit like that.
How you go, amigo?
Yeah, I'm ending this episode like this. Yeah. Trump 2028.